Franklin Graham, Christianity Today in Step with Pelosi. Leftist Agenda, Editorial Used to Divide Evangelicals. By Jeff Poor on December 25, 2019. Tuesday, during an appearance on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends First, Samaritan's Purse President Reverend Franklin Graham offered his view on Christianity Today's editorial supporting impeachment and proclaiming President Donald Trump unfit for the presidency. Graham, whose father Billy Graham founded the magazine 60 years ago, dismissed the editorial as one from a left-leaning magazine that would have disappointed his late father. "This magazine, this left-leaning magazine, my father did start 60 years ago but is so far removed now from what my father founded the magazine to be," Graham said. "And for them to say the president should be removed when he has done more for Christians and evangelicals than any president in my lifetime, I just find it to be crazy. The man's just lost his mind. F or Christianity Today to suggest that he should step down, why?" he continued. "What he's done so much for our country, just because this is what Nancy Pelosi and a few people on the left want," he continued. "And this magazine is following in step with the leftist agenda. My father would be very disappointed. My father actually had nothing really to do with this magazine for the last 25, 30 years." Graham argued the mainstream press were using the editorial to divide the evangelical community for political purposes. However, he predicted Trump voters would remain Trump voters, despite the editorial. "Nothing surprises me anymore," Graham added. "I know that the media in this country, many want to divide the evangelical community. And I think they're using Christianity Today to try and divide the evangelicals. Listen, the people that voted for Trump are going to vote for him next time. And there's going to be a whole lot more vote for him this next time because he has delivered. He made promises, and he's delivering on those promises. So many presidents make promises, and you never see anything fulfilled. This man does it, and I find him to be an extremely honest man. Every time he tells me he is going to do something, he does it. I find it very refreshing." Graham, as he had on Facebook, questioned editorial writer Mark Galli's use of profoundly immoral to describe Trump. "I don't know what the serious level of concern is," Graham said. "They used the word profoundly immoral. I don't know what profoundly immoral is. Is that the same as a little immoral? Mildly immoral? But profoundly immoral, I don't get it." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.